Stand by for pre-show banter.
Yo.
Yo.
Ouch!
Is your face feeling better?
Yeah.
Good.
Lyrical C to the B. Trusted MC.
Hello.
Hello.
Ouch!
Shit, that's loud. Turn that down a bit.
Oh, you need to get what used up? To that shit.
What up, motherfucker?
Hog on.
How are we doing?
Good, you?
All right, mate.
Are we on?
We're streaming.
And so recording.
So I can't say fuck all bugger.
I am recording. Why would you not be able to say that?
Yeah.
You Internet. Think we give no, a fuck about right. that clear, friendly, children-approved thing?
Sometimes when we're mad, we say words that are bad.
That was really loud.
What? I can't hear you over the loud sound clips.
That was loud compared to you.
That's a bad sign.
So
I could stand to take that volume down a little bit.
Yeah, I've got to remember not to talk over the all-important sound clips.
Oh, you can talk over them. You're not going to talk over them. You're just going to talk under them.
Yeah.
And I know you're allowed to eat on this show, so I've got some nice crisps.
We would be offended if you didn't have food. Are we ready to start?
Yeah.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Welcome y'all to the veteran gamers. Juju, Jimmy, are the fellas.
And Pilch.
About every single game that you play this week.
And Pilch.
News, reviews and an indie pick.
And
Stu's
Pilch.
Story time and Jimmy's game breakers. Here comes Duke with
Pilch.
By saviors.
We want Chili Willy!
And
we
Pilch.
Want Chili Willy!
And Pilch.
Gamers.
Balls.
Switch that console off before you have to press repeat, yo.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Who cares?
Hello, I'm Stu, and I'm a big welly head.
Yay, welly head!
Hey, Duke. Stu's not here, everyone. I don't know what he wants to do.
Yay, Stu's not here! Suck it, Stuart.
We never actually discussed who's going to host the show.
You're going to host the show. What are you talking about? What's to discuss?
Okay. I don't know.
I just
right.
assumed it was going to be me.
Yeah. Who is that sexy sounding man?
Oh, I'm already on the show. I'm on every week.
I get it. That's Chinny. I'm Duke.
And I'm Pilch.
Yay, Pilch. This whole podcast is Pilchards and Cream now.
Yeah, so Stu's not here, so we have to do stuff. I don't know how we do it, but we got to do it.
We got to do it.
So we're a podcast, we do video games. And
we are
Stu's
not
normally...
veterans of the military, no. We are veterans of the gaming lifestyle.
Not veterans, we just claim to be veterans of gaming.
Yeah.
And we stream live on Twitch and YouTube every week. On Sunday. Pilch, welcome to the show.
That's good to be here, finally.
Yeah, I didn't get your bank payment come through.
He's gonna do. Why do you have to talk about that on the air? He'll do it. He said he would.
It's just that, I feel like really we usually clear payments before people come on, and you know.
Did you not get that Nigerian email I sent?
No, I got that. Was that you?
Yeah.
Look, he knows what happened.
Deposit $20,000 into your account.
He knows what happened to Antonio when he tried to welch on his payment, right? You know about when he broke his toes?
And broke his PC. That's why his graphics card.
Yeah, exactly. So Pilch doesn't want that happening to him. He knows not to mess with us.
No. We'll throw his PS4 out the window and smash it up.
Well, we could do that anyway because, you know, I mean, why have a PS4, right?
Why not?
PC Master Race!
Pilch is converted. He went Xbox and then he went to PS4. Isn't that right, Pilch? Is that what you did?
I was forced. They said, if you want to come on Boss Wave, you've got to get a PS4. So
that's fucking bollocks. They didn't say that to you.
They're hardcore.
No, they didn't.
That's how Nat got on.
No. I'm scared to go on that show because they convert Xbox players. Nat went on it. Now he's a PS4. and now you, and I don't want to go on there just in case I get converted to the dark side.
Cause... I'd like to see him try. I'm not getting rid of this PC, yeah. And I'm not buying another console. My PS3 shows Netflix just fine.
Yeah, well, I'll eventually get a PS4 because it's got, like, games.
Last
like,
Guardian.
Good ones. Yeah.
Well, I've nearly finished playing them games after 4 months.
All the games.
What about the bloody Uncharted thing? The new one?
Yeah, I only just played the previous one.
Come on, oh,
don't rush him.
I tell you, I'm going to tell you now. It is a story.
Go ahead. Oh, wait,
there we go.
Oh, here it is.
My favorite time. It's story time.
Story time.
It's like you were meant to be here.
Exactly.
Sorry,
was that your Stewart impression?
That was his Stewart, yeah.
This is what Stewart sounds like.
You see... You see...
Sorry, you were saying,
I pre-ordered a PlayStation exclusive. I haven't pre-ordered a game since Modern Warfare 2.
Damn.
Why have you pre-ordered a game?
Because I'm so excited. And it was about £6 cheaper.
It wasn't Sonic Mania, was it?
No. Everybody's Golf. Oh, my God.
Hold on, Pilch, because like usually when we hear a story about purchasing a game, you have to talk us through how you got there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Why didn't you talk about what you ate for breakfast in the morning? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So, people have just let me know in the chat that I haven't switched the fucking scene. All right, Nazi Germany. Jesus. Everybody's on to me. I've got to host the show. Back the fuck off. I don't know. It's just... Shit, go on, Pilch. What did you buy? Some nonsense.
Everybody's Golf. Is that the same? The same as Hot Shots?
What?
Is that the same as the Hot Shots Golf?
No, it's the same as previous Everybody's Golf. I should think.
The same. If they just call it something different here, maybe.
No, well, maybe. Yeah, it's a Japanese thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like cutesy.
I'm hoping it's going to be scantily clad, buxom girls playing golf with little tiny mini skirts. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, we got the pervy attitude that Stu usually provides. Thanks. That's good.
Yeah. The Everybody's Golf and Hot Shots Golf is the same thing.
It is the same. They call it Hot Shots in North America for some reason.
Right. Yes. Well, I've pre-ordered it and I'm really excited.
Cool. Those were good games. I remember playing a lot of Hot Shots back in the day.
Is Everybody's Golf or Hot Shots Golf the one where it had Kratos in it at one point? Is that the one?
I don't think so.
Like as a joke? Like it had Kratos? I mean, there was a golf game with Kratos in it.
So... I'm consulting Google right now. It was Everybody's Golf 5. How about that?
How about that? Yeah, that's all I know about Everybody's Golf.
I'll just ask Jeeves. Let me use Alta Vista
to find out.
Yeah, Lycos, the black dog thing. I used to do that when I was a kid.
Damn, the graphics on this game look a lot better than the old Everybody's Golf games from back in the day.
That's how graphics usually work.
Nah, I was expecting it to look exactly the same as it did in 2003.
Mind you, I suppose there is Shovel Knight in games like that where they look old.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Like, I like my golf games. Pilch. Have we got any other stories? I don't know what the fuck's going on with this
show.
I'll
give you another story. Do you want a political story? I know Duke likes it.
Well, the thing is, right, like, if you go into politics with Duke around, like, you've got to be prepared to have, like, backup arguments, counter arguments, links to articles, because, you know, he writes for, like, Wikipedia and shit. So, like, it's just be prepared, you know. Like, I don't bring up any politics because I don't know why people are knocking over statues because I don't pay attention to it.
Well,
but
I'll tell you, it's a short little story.
Go
for it.
My mum and dad are going to Russia.
Oh, mom and dad, you got to be heteronormative like that, huh?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Your mom and dad are going to Russia, yes.
And it's took them 6 months to get there.
That's a long plane journey.
And basically, they have lied on their visas to say that they haven't got any children because they wanted to know all their offspring's income, their jobs, everything.
Wow.
Before they get their visas. So I'm just saying how hard it is to get into Russia. You'd think it would be easy to get into America, wouldn't you?
No, it depends on who you are.
Okay. I've got a friend. Him, his wife, his two kids are going to New York. Apply for their visas. Comes back. Unfortunately, your daughter, who is 17, has been denied a visa.
Ugh.
Can't tell you why. You have to speak to the embassy. Now, this is a warning for everybody. Before Trump was elected, she put on her Facebook a derogatory comment. And they said she'll never be allowed in America while Trump's in charge. Go on, Duke. What do you think of that?
What, she put a derogatory comment about Trump?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Ugh, well, it's not surprising that they're not letting her in. Now, I think it's disgusting sick. I think no, don't get me wrong. It's atrocious and horrible, but that's the kind of person Donald Trump is. That's the kind of government he's running. He's the most petty individual who ever lived.
Duke. You've said your bit. You've said enough.
No, you can't stop Duke when he's going.
Oh, like, sorry.
I don't want to be an ass.
I just thought it was ridiculous. So just a little warning to anyone who wants to go on holiday.
Yeah, land of the free and home of the brave.
Stuff about
people. Yeah, but if you say a bad word about our 12-year-old president, well, his feelings are hurt, so you don't get to come in. It's pathetic. I agree with you. That's absolutely ridiculous and just stupid and sad. Land of the free and the home of the brave. Yeah.
Well, I think Donald Trump is a wonderful person because I'm going to America for my honeymoon. So I love the guy at the moment. but when I come back, I might change my tune. You never know.
You never know.
But anyway, have we got any other shit to talk about before we talk about
video? Nah.
For some reason, we've got to like go,
Let's drag this out for 20 more minutes. Yeah, all right. I had a lovely pudding the other day. It was just beautiful.
For anybody that doesn't know, Stu's on holiday this week. He's discovered WhatsApp, Stuart has, right? He's
like, that's right.
He buys a new phone and he goes, oh, guess what? Like, got a new phone, gonna try out this WhatsApp. I'm like, it's just a text messaging service. It's nothing revolutionary. It's just like, he's like an old man discovers like something new and they just start sending you stuff, but he's not that old. That's the weird thing about him.
Look at this chain email I got.
He sends like this picture of his feet up on a chair on a balcony. This is true, Duke, isn't it?
Yes, he did. That's absolutely right. You could put it in the
I'm gonna go on WhatsApp web, WhatsApp.
And he sent us pictures of waterfalls and I sent back, of course, right away. Because it's a hilarious and original joke, don't you know?
Pretty funny. Yeah. So I'm going to put on the stream now Stu's feet. I want you, the audio listeners, don't worry, you're safe.
You don't get to see the huge fungus infection all over his toes.
but like, these are the kind of things that, and Stu's just discovered WhatsApp and he's just like, you know, like sending pictures of everything, but he's not really. He's only just sent one, but I'm just making a big deal of it than I am. And also, I want to question his sandal choice. His sandals are horrendous. And,
what's wrong with the sandals?
They need to be exposed.
They're too big.
So
they look ugly. But other than that, they're fine.
Like, no one has got the heart to tell him. And he's like, look at this view. Shame about the crane. Yeah. And there's a big crane in his beautiful view. Yeah. And Procrastinator Fabulous in the chat says, what a great view of a crane. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. But yeah. So that's what Stu's doing. That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
But fuck him, who needs him until we fuck all this up and then we need him back next week. So
here,
it's all good.
This. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what we've been playing then.
What you been playing?
I don't know what they're talking about in the chat. They're talking about getting soap and a sponge. I'm not sure what's going on.
To clean off the infection, I suspect.
Right. Let's start with the guest.
Yeah. Pilch.
Well, I played some Skyrim and some Rocket League. Oh, no, hang on. That's...
He's
in his joke. Okay, then let's have a little look. So if anyone listens to the Boss Wave podcast, which I'm on,
boss,
you'll know that I recently purchased a PS4. And I have enjoyed playing a lot of the big exclusives. But this week I've struggled to find something. So I went back to some of my old favourites on the Xbox.
Yeah, so I played a lot of time. You played them on the Xbox, Pilch?
Yeah, I played them on it. I sat on it and played.
Don't tell the Boss Wave bastards.
Xbox ain't got games.
A lot of Titanfall 2.
Yeah, that's a good game. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Titanfall is it's a brilliant game. I like playing shooters, but I admit I'm not particularly great at them. But Titanfall, for some reason, just seems to click.
The reason I like Titanfall 2, are you playing multiplayer or single player?
Multiplayer.
Yeah. The reason I like Titanfall 2 a little better than Call of Duty these days is because if I have a crap round in Call of Duty, I'm just going to get pummeled and die and be bad, and that'll be the whole round. But with Titanfall 2, I'll get pummeled and die, but I will also kill some AI enemies, which is nice along the way. So I'm going to get some kills. It may not be actual enemies, but, you know, the AI can get clobbered. And at some point, I'm going to get a huge mech to climb into, and I can slaughter even more enemies.
But it's a good game. I played the original one for actually hours and hours. But I think I did 200 and something hours on that.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's just, I think it's a more of a level playing field, obviously, because at some point you're in a just huge fuck off great big titan and you can just crush little people.
Yeah.
So.
And the parkour
good game,
works
though.
Well.
Good game.
Yeah. Jumping
good game.
Around,
good game. Yeah. That's
running
that's
on
topical,
the walls
that
and all
one,
that.
That's topical. Just to let you know, Duke, a British legend passed away this week.
Oh, really?
A chap by the name of Bruce Forsyth.
Well, that's the third one then. Dick Gregory, Jerry Lewis, and Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth.
Jerry Lewis ain't English.
No, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Bruce Forsyth is basically looked dead for about 10 years. And everybody's like, he's still going? Because he's like, you know, he just never stops. He just never stops like working all the time. And I think he worked right up to the last one, to the last day. You know, and he died. And everybody is very sad about that. But everybody heard that news and went, yeah, that sounds about right. You know, that's probably about 10 years too late. He should have died a long time ago. But no, he's a legend and everybody loved him. And he used to say, he had different catchphrases. You know, when TV was innocent and you could do stuff like this. And one of them was good game. And the other one was you get nothing for a pair, not in this game. Is that right? That's one.
Yeah, I think that's one.
Nice to see you.
Nice.
So he liked repeating himself a lot.
Yes, he has like little funny things. But you know, rip.
He's gone now, so we can forget about him.
Okay.
Yeah, rip Brucey. But there you go. I don't know. Just so you got a bit of context.
Yeah.
Just in case you never know.
Yeah,
somebody
I appreciate
didn't,
that.
Might not have known.
Well, I had heard the name because Stephen Merchant at one point was telling some story about when he was out on the town and someone was trying to tell his girlfriend, oh, Stephen Merchant's over there. And she's like, huh? Who is it? Bruce Forsyth. Who cares? So I had heard the name there.
Oh, Stephen Merchant. Run.
Speaking of which, we watched Logan last night and I don't get what all the fuss is. I thought it was okay, but not, I don't know. There's a lot of,
I think that's the fuss, like that it's an okay Wolverine movie.
Right, exactly.
All the Wolverine movies are terrible.
Yeah.
And that one's okay.
But Stephen Merchant did a very good job playing a scrawny albino weirdo. So who would have thought he could do a good job with that?
Oh, Steve Merchant's in that film.
Yeah. He plays the assistant to Charles Xavier.
Wow. God.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Pilch, sorry, carry on with the Titanfalls, mate. So you're getting on with it? You just dip back into the multiplayer?
Yeah, just had a little dip. It's still as good as I remember. I then saw there was a big update for The Division. So
The Division?
Yeah, huge update.
Right.
So it spent half a day installing an update that I didn't particularly want installed anyway, but it did it for me, which is nice. So I fired it up. Quickly realised that I was done with The Division, so I turned it off again.
That's my take. I have a very, going back to your sort of The Boss Wave show, MC Grinder!
The Boss Wave crew.
The Division, I have
you've got at least two of us as sound clips now.
Verbal Rob, exactly. That shit me up a little bit then, dude, because I was going to mention his name, and then I thought, is he on the fucking Skype call or what?
Let me pause you there, Chinny. Pilch, real quick, just say something about Boss Wave so I can have a clip of you, too.
You've got a clip of me.
Oh, right, duh. Okay, now I have two, because I'm going to make that.
We're going to use that as well. So Verbal Rob always says, when I've played a game, you know, it's like you don't want to go back on your ex-girlfriend or anything. It's just, it's done. You know what I mean? It's over. Move on. So that's my policy on video games. And when a DLC comes out, and like I downloaded some fucking stupid DLC for Wildlands. I bought it. I'm never going to play it. I'm just a stupid idiot. Mm-hmm. I have no desire to go back. You know what I mean? Like it just feels gross going back and just going, oh God.
Especially the story-based stuff, I can't see the point. Having said that, I bought Fallout 4 when it came out and played it and finished it. And then I saw it in the smelly shop about 6 weeks later, and I thought, I might just buy that again, and bought it. And then realised that there was nothing left to do because I'd finished it, apart from random keep doing this, keep going to settlements and
how many
them.
Settlements did you establish? Because there's 150 of them. I don't think there's actually 150.
Yeah, brilliant. So I sold it again, and then it was on sale on the Xbox, so I fucking bought it again. So now, because it was about £7. Now I've got it forever, but I'm never going to fucking play it.
Pilch, how are you doing on your Dirty 30? Let me remind you, you've got 16
well, done. If you have a look, the last one I done was probably in about February.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether he's got dates on there. But
no, he doesn't have dates.
Well,
no. You've got a lot in your failed list, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, because I had a Wii U and had about 10 games on that and then sold the Wii U, so they all had to go.
Oh, yeah. Treasure Track. Yeah. So for people that don't know, it's a list of 30 games that we've got to finish before the end of the year because we've already bought them and we've got to stop buying new games. And there you go. But yeah, you've got a lot of rejected stuff. Mm. Why did you get rid of the Wii U?
Because my daughter wanted an Xbox. So okay. I said,
why didn't you just get rid of the daughter and then your problem solved?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, she's fed up with Xbox now and she wants a bloody Wii U back.
You know what? I would teach her a lesson and say, no, you gotta play the Xbox. And then she'd cry, and then I'd go, all right.
Also, at the time she said she wanted one, they were doing a massive deal on the Xbox Elites with the Elite controller for £200. So I very cleverly bought that for myself and gave her my Xbox. So
that helped the decision.
And I got £250 for the Wii U and all the games, so I was £50 better off.
Well, all right. Now you're sounding like Stuart.
Yeah. Right. So I had to take it to the shop, and then I had to sell me body. And then
guess how much they gave me for each of these games, right? Let me read out the list of 43 games, and you tell me how much you think they gave me for each one, right?
£20 for this. The fact that you sold £200 worth of stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's just Stu has a spreadsheet for his yearly budget in life. This is not a joke. This is true. And he has a budget for like luxury spends. Right, and so that's why he's always like, well, technically I've only paid £9 for it, and so that's why he's always counting the pennies, because he's northern and he's tight, you know, like just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
So I paid a bit of Bayonetta.
Wipes his ass with $600.
Sorry, Bayonetta. Yeah. Yes, go now, talking about Stuart. Damn.
Oh my God.
I started and finished it this week because it was the Games of Gold this month, I think. I did it in. I'm not going to talk about it too much because I want to save it for some of it for the boss wave for my in depth.
Nobody
review.
Listens to that, mate.
Yeah, we're not good enough. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah. So I got mixed views, but I did finish it in two sittings, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah, I know, right? Or you wanted to just get it over with?
Hold on, you finished Bayonetta in two sittings?
Yeah,
that's fucking that's insane.
Well, 2 8-hour days.
Oof. Look, what the fuck? The last time
I would have done it in one day, but I've got kids, you see. And
I don't have kids. Like, I can't play a game for 8 hours now. Like, I'm past 30. I'm fucked if I play a game for like 3 hours. I'm just done.
Mm. Well
see, maybe, how about this, Pilch? Are you trying to avoid your kids? Is that it? Like, Daddy's playing his games. Go away.
Well, they're 13 and 16 now, and they've both got their own Xboxes. So, and one's got a PC. All he plays is PUBG now.
There you go.
PUBG for life, PUBG.
Yeah. So, I had a fit of madness, and I bought Hateful Boyfriend.
Oh God!
I, before you go on to like other terrible games, yeah. It does feel like Stuart's here. To be honest,
it does. Like, is this Stu in disguise?
Yeah, I feel like you're playing these games on purpose because you just want to, you just want to fucking warm me up. But Bayonetta, right? I mean, it's been a while since I played Bayonetta, and I played Bayonetta because it was quite different, and I wanted to see what it was all about, and then realized it was terrible. But like, I had a massive headache when I finished that game, like an actual.
Oh, it's mental, isn't it? It's absolutely headache. Mental.
And because the game trolls you when it finishes, and you think it's finishing, and that's right.
Yes, that is correct. Now let me just, because I still write notes because I'm
notes. I don't know what are notes.
Due to this shit, but like basically yes, it comes. It finishes, and then. Well, you think it's finished, but it hasn't. But then you think it's finished because the credits roll and it still hasn't finished because you have to fight another boss after the credits.
You get to fight another boss, you mean? There's more game.
No, you can't even skip the credits. Oh. Normally you can go, I'll skip that when you finish, can't it? It goes back to the main screen. Right. I'm pressing the button thinking, I think I sit and watch this shit, have I? The reason you've got to sit and watch it, because it ain't finished. And you have another hour of killing a boss. One boss for nearly 1 hour.
Ugh. I was so ready for this game to finish when it was like the first load of credits, you know? And I was just like, my God, it's just trolling me. Please go away.
And I'm not going to spoil a game that came out in 2009, but you think she's dead? And then the game starts again.
All right.
Sorry, Mario. The princess is in a different castle.
Fucking hell.
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, mate. Well, you obviously didn't stick with it, did you? What's the matter?
I finished it. I always finish it.
Yes, well, I finished it. And then I finished it again. And then I had to finish it again. But did you do the bit where you have to ride the...
The missiles thing.
Yeah,
I finished it.
That back down to Earth.
I think so. That sounds right.
There's a big funeral.
I don't know the funeral. Like, I don't like at that point when I was playing this game, Pilch. I wanted to kill myself, right? But because I'm a fucking idiot, I have to finish it. Like, I have this thing that I have to finish games, and I switched my brain off and just kept on playing it.
I would say it was a good looking game, especially considering it still looks quite good now. But if I was scoring it, I'd. A solid 6 Brussels sprouts out of 10. But that's slightly worse than 2 blueberries, by the way. If you like button mashing your way through repetitive enemies and countless huge bosses, knock yourself out. That's what I'm saying.
But the real question is, what's your review noise for Bayonetta?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right.
There's a lot of journey on that.
There is.
Yeah, well, like I say, you think you finished it about 8 times. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, right. Next, I've still got a couple more on my list. Let's have a look. What else did I
You go through your list. You do you, Pilch.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm just kidding. You don't have a time limit. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I didn't finish me. You interrupted me when I was about to talk about Hateful Boyfriend.
Yes, I did. And sad that you remember.
This game is utter bollocks.
This is where I start to like you again, because you say things that are real. But like, this is the pigeon game, right? Is that that?
That is the pigeon game. It's text-based.
Okay, like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
I've heard, and I'm not sure if I want to tell Stu this, and by saying it on the show, I tell Stu this, because I know he'll listen.
He might be listening live.
I've heard that this game has like a fucking massive plot twist that completely changes the tone of the game.
Well, I can tell you, Chinny, there's no fucking way I'm going to find out what it is.
Yeah. So walk me through it, Pilch. You started the game up. Why did you try it? I suppose is a good place to start.
Do you know, here's the thing. I bought it's in the sale. It's only about £3. And I was convinced that Mr. Weird and Shit had already played it. So I thought, I'm playing some real crap at the moment. I'm going to just have a go to see what I think. Then I find out the Sunday after I bought it, he comes on and says, oh, I've been playing this game. He hasn't actually played it. But it's one of them games, I was so convinced that he would have played it that I got it in my head that he had.
Yeah.
So
you're surprised that he hadn't gone through it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he hadn't. Because this has got him written all over it, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. So then he come on our show, starts waffling on about it. And I said, right, I've been playing this. Now, I played it for about an hour. Basically, this is the game. You are a human that's going to a school for pigeons.
He wants to smash a pigeon, yeah.
Right. You've got to get one of the pigeons to fancy you.
Yeah.
You're a human.
Yes.
Right.
Now, you talk to the pigeons in school, and you do lessons, and you talk to the teachers. It's all text-based. It's all Japanese jibber-jabber.
And what's also worthy of bringing up here is these are real pictures of pigeons.
Well, at the start, you can choose whether you want the human representation beside them.
You had me at that. Japanese text-based game about having sex with a pigeon.
But it literally, that is it. You're reading the text as it's coming on the screen, and I think you do have to choose a couple of things.
You know, I give him points for doing something different. It's a little creative. It's a little unusual.
Yeah. So he starts talking about it, and I said, well, the only problem was, Joe, when I invited you onto Boss Wave, I thought, you're obviously going to mention this wonderful game again, so I'll go back and play it. When I went back to it, I've lost my save.
Oh,
geez.
You've got to save it manually. So then old Stu comes on. Oh, yeah, I think that might happen to me as well. So he's got to start from the beginning as well.
Jesus.
But if it was free, I'd still be asking for a refund because it is horrendous.
Piece of sh**.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this is a joke. This game surely must be a joke.
Oh, it must
the people
be.
That
That's
make fun. It know it's a joke.
I think it's like, you know, we want to be so different. We want to be so weird. We're going to push the envelope. Like, have y'all ever seen that Japanese comic? It was on the internet. It's on the internet. It was once on the internet. It's about this group of, like, kids on a field trip at school, and they find these indentations in the mountain that are shaped like people but a little too thin, and they go way into the rock. And this guy starts climbing into it, and it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm compelled to climb into this. It's just so weird. I think a lot of Japanese artists are just like, what's the weirdest thing I can think of? Let's make that.
Weird shit.
Not that there aren't some Americans who don't do that too, but it seems like the ratio in Japan is a little higher.
Do you know, like the sort of whole furry culture, like, like people dressing up as like cats and or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that isn't even weird enough anymore. Somebody was thinking about, well, I can't do like furries and stuff because like people are thinking about shagging cats all the time. So why don't we? And he looked out his window, saw a pigeon, and went, "What
I've
am
got
I thinking about fucking birds? Like let's just do that."
And his wife said, "That's it, I'm leaving."
Yeah, yeah. I just think it for me, it's like weird for weird's sake, and it's just the stupidest shit, and it gets idiots like us talking about it.
I've got a game I'm thinking of. It's pigeon shagging zombie cats.
Yeah,
I think that might go down quite well.
I think, to be honest, you could just make that top down shooter, like dating simulator, whatever genre you
see.
Put
at least
in.
The mechanics of that sound interesting.
Yeah, you could have them in a car as well. Can you put them on a track?
Sure.
Yeah, but they at night they turn into people.
And you don't want to be having sex with one of these cats while the.
I know that's the main part of the game, Duke.
Well, no, but when the sun sets, you got to make sure you're not in bed with them because they're going to turn into zombies.
You can only shag them at night. It's like the opposite to vampires. Right.
They turn into little stews.
Yeah.
Like loads of midget stews just run out saying, "My wife and listen."
You think the midget zombies in Minecraft are annoying? Wait until you run into a midget.
It's like
stew.
It's like minions, but stew, and all they say is, "My wife and listen." That's all
listen.
They just run around.
Anyway, we seem to have a fetish about talking about stew this week.
Let's stop talking about stew. He's in a strange ego. So, what else have you been doing apart from fucking birds?
Well, I've dabbled with a few free-to-play titles, not too much success, but I have put a few hours into one little game. It's a third-person shooter called Loadout. I think it's on everything because it's free. So I've been playing it on the PlayStation. It doesn't do anything new. It's just a nice little online 4v4 arena shooter. You get the usual.
Okay. So what, like similar to Quake? Kind of stuff.
Well, it's more of a sort of a cartoony style, I would say Halo-y. The maps are more Halo-y in their sort of style with platforms and bits and pieces, but it's done in the cartoony type way. There's a big bloke with, they have little tiny legs and huge big giant bodies and whatever.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the I'm going to load the gameplay up now. Like the Incredibles kind of art style, is that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Great big bodies and tiny little legs.
Yeah.
It's got Capture the Flag, Team Deathmatch style modes. The games last about 10 minutes and you get one main gun, a secondary sort of heavy weapon and a couple of grenades. You can jump and roll and that's about it. It's real cartoony. There's millions of weapons to you can upgrade your weapons in millions of different styles, give them flames and electricity or whatever.
Oh, but man, when just... you die, oh. That's
it's
brutal.
Just, you can do silly little dances over the other players' bodies, you know, emotes and whatever. But it's just a nice bit of fun when you don't want to play something too heavy. And it's similar to why I play Rocket League. Very easy to drop in and out.
That's what Rocket League is for, man.
Yeah, play around and then drop out again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jumping and shit.
Quite a bit. It's just a good little fun little game. It's pretty simple to get. Look, everyone, you can upgrade your weapons, but I don't think they make much difference to your sort of your power. Mm. So everyone's still you. The idea is play level playing field, but you can have the most outlandish, over the top weapons you can sort of make. So it's pretty good. There's your usual buy 10 million coins for $99.99 and you can unlock everything.
Right.
And they've got to make their money. Some suckers have ended up buying them, like crates and stuff.
Yeah.
But, it's just a nice little game to...
I like the way you start the game.
Everybody starts
together. Yeah, you start... right next to everybody.
Yeah, so you can just wipe everyone out at the start.
That's
it's really good.
That's
yeah,
funny.
So it's just a mad mash at the start. So that's pretty good.
It's like hockey, but like with all the players in the middle, just fucking go. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, it's just one of them. I always have some silly little thing just to dabble with when you're... Even in between games, sometimes I think, well, I just want to break for 5 minutes and I'll...
Yeah.
Whack that on and have a bash and then go back again. But
I was talking about this kind of thing with a chap who I work with, and he's big into video games, but lately he's been really busy at work. And he says, I haven't really played anything. And I was like, what do you think that is? And he says, I just think, I can't be bothered. Like, I go home and I just can't be bothered. And I feel like that happens when your brain's active all the time. You don't want to do anything active. You want to do you want to do something passive, so you want, you know, just watch, you know, like repeats on Netflix or whatever. And I feel like this kind of game and Rocket League and, you know, those, the certain types of games that sort of just hit that mark of like, I don't really need to think too much about what's going on here. I do it with Overwatch a little bit. Like Overwatch, I sort of just dip in, don't really like worry about it too much, and it sort of fills that gap. So you keep playing it. Pilch, load out. You think you're gonna?
Oh yeah, until the next little time waster comes along.
So you don't stick to these time wasters, then you just
No, generally just because something else will come up and I'll just have a bash with that for a bit.
Shiny new thing. But it's free, so there's no risk.
I admit to playing these sort of match-free games when they come on. Again, it's just something easy, isn't it? You can just sit there and... I get stick from Jason because I've played that Frozen Fallout snowball game from the Frozen film. But it was just basically match-free like all the others are. They're quite nice just to have a little... It was 10 minutes, and I just
have you tried Flow? Almost... Have you ever played Flow? It's called Flow Free.
I haven't tried Flow. So no, it's on sale at the moment, actually.
Oh,
so.
Man, it's so good. But the free one is free, so you can try that. And there's hundreds and hundreds of levels.
Sorry, did you say the free one is free? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's called Flow Free. Yeah. Just play that one for free.
As an English teacher. Oh, yeah.
It's free.
Free one. Free.
F-R-E-E, free. No charge.
I'd just like to say in the chat, we've got a chap called Drin RL.
I played Rocket League with Drin. What up, Drin? Shout out.
And I'm not sure why. Maybe it's his video game that he's made up. But Human Kangaroo First Person Shooter is what he's got up with.
He's jumping around. That's why.
There we go.
So I'm done, mate. I think I've talked enough. That's a first for me, isn't it?
Okay, that's you're not talking like Stu anymore.
You gotta do the rest of the show like that.
And you gotta never say you've talked enough, because that's something Stu would never say.
The thing with Stu, you just can't change him, really. He's like that all the time.
He can't be held back.
No, like when you've met him in real life, Pilch, he's just like that, and
he's lovely.
He's a lovely guy. He'll do anything for you. He's a very, very generous man, except give you money and time. but apart from that, anything.
Or listen and not talk over you. Anyway, Chinny, are you going next?
No, you go. You go. It's fine. Go.
Okay, go. I will go next. I'm playing Rocket League. What up, Drin? Rocket League for life. Also, shout out to Von Dutch. I don't think he's listening, but if he does at some point, what up? I've been playing some games with them, and I've been trading some more stuff for keys in order to save up. I've got 3 keys now, and I'm saving them up for the one of them cool goal explosions. So, yeah. There's that.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, with the key,
there's nothing really to say about Rocket League.
I
went back to Banished. I said that I went back to it. I got some achievements in Banished. I figured that game out. What?
Hold on. What are you playing Banished on?
The PC. Master
Race. Who cares about achievements on the PC?
I know, but my point is that I had said that Banished is too difficult for me, and the fact that I've got achievements shows that I'm mastering it. It's a way of getting from the game a little pat on the head, and it's like, hey, you kind of know what you're doing, dude.
Yeah, but like, you okay there, Pilch?
Can we?
just carrying on the tradition of someone eating on the show. You getting an achievement in a game is not what I'd call mastering it, though, Duke.
No, but I'd say that compared to how I was playing this game, I've mastered it.
Yeah.
Because now I have 112 people, I think, and they're not starving to death. So I'd say that's mission accomplished there. I've learned how to split herds of sheep. I've learned how to, set up different mines. I've got the herbalist going in so my people are happy and healthy. I've got taverns going so they're making apple cider. It's just a...
So how, because there's another sort of town, like for people that don't know, Banished is a game where you have to make towns. It's like SimCity, but like in the olden days and
shit. Yeah, exactly. It's a medieval SimCity,
Yeah.
But it's more intricate because you're not just managing the buildings, you're also managing the people. So go on.
Yeah, fuck the people. So like you there's a more basic version. What was that called again?
It was called Kingdoms and Castles. Yeah.
Kingdoms and Castles. So you was liking Kingdoms of Castles better than Banished because Banished was too difficult for you.
It was too complicated.
Small brain.
Right. Exactly. But now that I've sort of figured out Banished, I haven't gone back to Kingdoms and Castles. And maybe I will, because, you know, like I've said before, Kingdoms and Castles has some tower defense elements that are really cool. And I think this would be, you know, that's the other thing. There's a lot of mods for Banished. And once I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep going with my current city, because, you know, as with Kingdoms and Castles, the achievements are certain number of citizens. So I got an achievement when I hit 100, and then I got an achievement for having mostly happy citizens for 5 years or whatever, with a certain number of citizens. And then after that, it's like have a certain percent of the population be educated for 20 years or something like that.
Do you
and
play
like,
this because it kind of looks like Skyrim?
No, that is an added benefit.
I think you do.
Well, you can think that. I'm telling you that's my consciousness.
I'm
but
telling
maybe
you
it's
that you're wrong.
Okay, I've been wrong in terms of trying to figure out what's in my head before, so it's possible that I'm lying.
Do you think, because it kind of looks like a Skyrim city builder, doesn't
it? I don't disagree with you there. I just think that that's because Skyrim looks like every medieval village ever.
Yeah.
And that's what Banished looks like. But
it's got nice rain effects.
It's got really good graphics. Like, they did a good job with the graphics. And, like, you can zoom in to watch individual people go and cut wood or, like, break up rocks. And, like, when you make a quarry to get stone out of the ground, it, like, over time, like, over many, many years, it gets deeper and deeper, and they build the spiral, you know, walkway so that you can get down into the
quarry. You need the minor aesthetic details sound clip there, Duke.
I don't think I do, because... I mean,
it's
not
a bit
as
rich
though.
There,
Stuart, stop whining about minor aesthetic details.
I'll say it, but it is. Anyway, so there's a lot of mods for Banished. And then once I get my, like I said, I don't know how long I want to play my city because I'm not going to take it to 500 or whatever. But I'll keep going for a while. But then once, you know, I've said that other games like this get boring after a while. But there's all these mods, so I'm gonna get to explore all the different ways I can fine tune it and play in different, you know, realities or have different elements in the game.
I never really play around with mods because I've got City Skylines and I still sort of want to go back to it. And I can see there's mods and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was one mod, like the water tools in City Skylines aren't very good in the vanilla game.
Yeah.
And there's a mod to kind of like improve that and download some shit and stuff. And that's the furthest I've got. But, like, I look at some of them, and they're just really intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. And, like, I mean, that's the thing, is that, like, a game like this, or even Fallout, like, I'm not going to mess with mods my first time through.
No.
But once you get done with the first or two playthroughs, you know, and even, like, Fallout 4, I think the best mods, the most important mods, are the ones, like, for Skyrim, Sky UI is the best mod ever made for Skyrim, hands down. Because it just makes the interactions with the game so much better. And when the special edition came out, they made it clear they couldn't do a new version of Sky UI because I won't bore you with the details, but anyway, so Fallout 4 had a couple of things like that where, you know, when you have your guns out, if you're not actually aiming at something, you have them like held down at your chest, you know, so you don't have the gun blocking your view all the time, which is just nice. So those little tweaks can make a game really nice. And like you said about the mechanics of water in City Skylines or whatever, like the way that mods.
What's the maddest shit, crazy, fucked up mod you've ever downloaded for Skyrim?
I've never really downloaded many crazy things myself.
That's why I've asked you. Like, I know they exist. I've seen things.
This is not very crazy, but it is a thing. I downloaded the Zoidberg Mud Crab mod.
Oh, yes. I've seen those, yeah.
And that was fun. But then as soon as I downloaded it, they took it off because it's copyright.
They took it off for copyright issues. Yeah.
So anyway,
Banished
is fun.
I'll probably play Skyrim when they released the fun mod.
The fun mod? Oh, I see what you did there.
Ooh.
That's not cute. You're not funny. I'm just playing. That's fine. Yeah, if you don't have good... You're right. It's not as fun as Bayonetta. Or Pigeon Fucker Simulator. Anyway.
I'm qualified now. I've played Skyrim. There are moments of that game that are very, very good. But there are moments where it could do with a bit of a fun mod, I do admit. When there's a fucking council meeting that fucking lasts ages, and it's like, what shall we do about the fucking leaves falling on the railroad?
You know what? Stu's not here to tell me to shut up, so I don't mind telling you. You just wait till you play The Witcher 3. If you don't like long cutscenes, fucking strap in, dude. That's all I gotta
say. I hate The Witcher 3 equally as much anyway, so I'm pretty...
Well, I don't hate The Witcher 3. I just think it... I mean, talk about needing a brevity is the soul of wit mod. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, the other game I've been playing a lot this week has been Wildlands. Ghost Recon Wildlands. I got to tell you, Chinny, I'm loving this game.
The gameplay loop of it is very, very, very good.
Yeah.
I won't disagree there.
And I mean, just I took a pretty long break after the last burst of play that I had in it. But, you know, like when I finish going after a boss, for instance, I'm like, okay, you know, there's Kingslayer documents, there's weapon cases, and I don't even want the weapons in them. I don't care about that. I care about completing each section of the country. And so, like, I don't know if you need to get all of the, you know, the green oil, medical, food supply, you know, like when you
No, you don't need to get all that shit.
Well, I'm asking, though, if you need to do all of those to get 100%. Because if you don't, I can see myself 100%ing this game. Which is crazy, I know.
I think you do, then, to get 100%.
I mean, and maybe I will, though. I mean, that's the thing. Well, maybe not, because like I said, those missions where you have to start the radio and then defend it, God, those suck.
Yeah, they're basically just a horde mode, but it's bad. Yeah.
Ugh. And it's not just a horde mode. It's a horde mode in like you have to keep them not just from killing you, but from destroying this thing. That's the part that sucks.
Speaking of which,
I had a bunch of glitches this week. I don't know what it was, but like the glitch demons just went nuts on me this week. So oh God, this was horrible. I had to airlift out a dude. Like, he was a suspect, you had to take him alive, and he didn't fight you, which is good. I don't know what I would have to do if I had to fight someone in order to subdue them and not kill them and then take them out. But anyway, so I had him, and I got him into the helicopter, and I went to the drop-off point, and I landed it. And as soon as I go to get out, I fell out of the chopper, out of the mountain, and then I'm, like, falling down forever. Mission fail.
There is a lot of jank in Wildlands, I have to say.
It was really frustrating. It was like, Bethesda didn't make this game. What is this?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, for what it does, you know, and as big as the open world is in Wildlands, you know, it does it well, and there's some great animation in there, and, you know, a lot of it works most of the time.
Absolutely.
You know? But there is a bit of like, oh, shit, yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen. Or
yeah, and then, like, another like, time, I was taking a chopper to get gas, you know, to kidnap the chopper in order to get those oil resources for upgrading your dude or whatever. And I was just about to land it, and this other chopper came out of nowhere, crashed into mine, blows it all up, mission fail. I was like, God damn it. Because when things go wrong, that's one thing. But when it, like, destroys my mission, I'm like, fuck, now I got to do the whole thing all over again.
Yeah. I suppose that's just down to weird random shit happening. But there's like sometimes for me, like missions wouldn't just like tick off. Like you like, or you extracted someone, or you did something and it wouldn't load, or it wouldn't recognize that you've done something in the game. There's a bit of junk like that.
Yeah.
But that initial, you know, going to a base, droning it, scoping it out, going in, fucking shit up, doing it. That's fun.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. And doing it co-op as well is really fun.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is I'm playing it totally alone, which is fine with me. I'm actually enjoying it because, you know, it's whereas you have to coordinate with your co-op partner to, like, to pick people off, I could tell my AI buddies.
Coordinate might be a bit of a strong word.
I could tell my AI buddies, like, okay, you go after this guy, you go after this guy, you go after this guy, and then set up three of them, and then I'll go after the alarm system so that they can't call for backup and whatnot.
Coordination with me and Marsh is, okay, Chin, right, I'm going to snipe from Chin. No, don't, Chin. Why,
Chin,
why
come
you
back,
down,
damn it.
Why are you down? Oh, for fuck's sake. Why, how did you get there? Right, and I'm like, yeah, rock and roll America.
The worst mission in the game so far is the one where the dude is giving a speech to his farm workers, and the Casablanca starts coming around and blowing stuff up.
That's
and
right,
I was just like, oh my God, because I had to do that like 10, 15 times.
That one was another example where he just stood at the what do you call them? The
podium, the lectern, the microphone.
What do you call the plop?
Stage.
What do they call? No. Oh, I forgot the name of him.
He stood up
to the thing, and he didn't. He was meant to start his speech.
Yeah, and he just wouldn't.
And he just wouldn't start his speech. Yeah. So like, there's an example of like the game just being stupid jank.
And, you know, of course, as always with those sorts of missions, it's like, get in the building, you moron. Nope, I'm going to sit out here and just wander around until I get shot to death. It's like, ah. But, like I said, apart from that, you know, I'm really enjoying it. I am going to definitely finish it. I it's the same with The Division. Like, I really enjoyed The Division. And a lot of people found it repetitive and dull. I didn't have that feeling. So maybe I'm a weirdo. Or maybe this just, I don't know, I have a higher tolerance for repetition than other people. As I've ironically said a number of times. And that's what I've been playing.
Okay. Well, I have been playing a little bit more of Bioshock. That's a game on my Dirty 30.
Yeah.
It's Bioshock. I'm not going to say any more about it. Fucking get over it. It's Bioshock. I know. What do you want to know? Pilch, have you played Bioshock?
Yeah, played the first two. Finished them. Very good, but I wouldn't want to go back to them again.
You got to go back. No, I've never played the second one, so that's where I'm working towards. Okay.
But, I thought the second one was just as good, actually. I really think that was a lot.
At the time, this might not sound like me, but at the time, I refused to accept that it existed.
I have
because
heard.
Because you got the first one
somewhere. I thought it was very good, actually. Equally as good as the first.
Now, Pilch, are you talking about the mechanics of the game or talking about the story?
More the story. I didn't
really?
Think it.
God, because the story of Bioshock 1, to me, is like one of the greatest in video games ever. And the idea that 2 is
obviously
as good.
The great reveal at the end was... But getting up to that wasn't particularly...
Yeah, no, I
mega.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, I mean, I'm playing Bioshock now, and I think it has... I'm leading up to the Andrew Ryan part.
Yeah. Are you playing the remaster or the original?
I'm playing the remaster, yeah.
Does it look much better?
No. but it still looks good to me. Right. I looked.
The thing about the remaster is you're even further underwater.
Yeah, I was curious about that actually. How much better it looks, and it might be to the game's credit, to be fair. But I did a YouTube sort of comparison video, and it doesn't look that much better, but it still looks good, which I would say means that the game just looked good. Back in the day, whereas if you look at PS2 games now, they look like shit. But like, if 360 and PS3, it was that kind of era where some of the games still really do hold up. It's not like the ugly 3D era of the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. You know what I mean? It's like some of these games are still holding up. And I feel like Bioshock is one of those where it just still looks good. Like Portal still looks good. That's a 10-year-old game. Half-Life 2 still looks good. So it's just this weird era where some of them still look okay. And
I think a lot of the more cartoony ones look better. Yeah, but a lot of the shooters that are meant to be more realistic seem to be a lot more dated.
Yeah, yeah. I think Gears of War remaster is quite a big shock on how much better that looks to the original. You know, the original came out in 2006. I played the remaster and I was like, wow, it's so much better, so much prettier. But the weird thing about the Gears of War remaster was. They redid all the motion captures, so all the movements in the cutscenes were slightly different, which really like freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I know Bioshock's good. I don't want to say any more about it. It's good. I'm coming up to like the big reveal of the game, which is what it's known for. Then I've also I fell off the bandwagon a little bit. I did sort of go cold turkey on it, but I came back
PUBG
because. I had to because it was calling PUBG for life. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. So I went back to it and I didn't get a chicken dinner, but I did get second.
Nice.
So I know that I've still got the skills with Ben, Jesse, and Fraser Moores. We came second. Three-man squad
awesome.
Came second. Not too bad.
Yeah.
But I still really, I'm being disciplined with PUBG. I'm trying not to, play it too much because I need to get my Dirty 30 done. Maybe my ambition is to overtake Pilch. Say again?
This is why I didn't come up with a Dirty 30, because I knew I would want to play too much Rocket League.
Yeah, yeah, there is that.
You'll overtake me, mate, because I gave up when Bongo was on the OC and he said he wished he hadn't started it. So I thought, right, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that. That's fine. No, I mean,
it just gave me an excuse to put it back in the cupboard. I'll finish that now.
No, I think the reason why I'm so driven to do it is because the games that I've listed are genuine games that I'm interested in, apart from the ones that Stu gave me.
Yeah, I ran out of games I actually genuinely wanted to play.
Right.
I got the 16. I played all the games I really, really wished I'd finished. And then I looked at the rest of the list and thought, there's no fucking chance I'm playing any of these. So yeah. I just...
No, but I'm sort of genuinely interested in, like, even some of the ones that I've already finished now. Games like Lara Croft, Guardian of Light, you know, Banjo-Kazooie, Hotline Miami was a massive one for me. Like, always wanted to play it. Always see it on the list and just put it off.
So what's still on your list then? What have you got left?
I've got Bioshock, and I'm nearly at the end of Banjo. I've got Witcher 3 on there, Bioshock 2, Bioshock Infinite, Beyond Good and Evil. I've always wanted to try Beyond Good and Evil, but I've never really liked the look of it, but I've always been curious about it. Mm. Always wanted to finish and start Super Meat Boy. Like, I never...
Oh, wow, that's a great game.
Yeah, I played the demo when it first got announced and, like, loved it, and I just never got around to it. A few others. Yeah, City Skyline is one that I've always wanted to play. The Witness I was interested in playing when it came out, just never did. So it's forced me to do that. Proper telembe. So that's me. That's all I've done, really. I've only played a little bit of PUBG and a little bit of Bioshock this week, so nothing crazy.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's time for some news, huh?
I guess so.
Putting news first.
Furiously trying to add some.
Line. You do that. The thing that I want to talk about, and it's quite apt that Pilch is on. I want to take you back, Duke, to EGX last year.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me try to imagine what it would be like to be at EGX last year. Wow, I made it to EGX finally. I mean, it's only virtual, but here I am. Hey, who's that I see over there?
That's Pilch.
Oh, hi, Pilch.
Hello.
Hey, you look so young.
So what Pilch is doing is queuing for a game that he doesn't want to play. What? Look at him. Look at him. What a loser.
What are you queuing for that you don't want to actually play?
So there's a game called Sonic Mania that we queued up for. And we didn't... Well, we queued up for it ironically. We didn't really think that would be any good. And Pilch infamously got to the front of the queue. Okay, are you ready to play the game? And he went, no, I'm just going to walk through and not play it. And everybody laughed at him because he'd been queuing for like an hour. And then he didn't play it. He had the chance to play it, just didn't do it. And Sonic Mania is out.
No.
And I hate Sonic. I think Sonic's overrated trash. But everybody's saying that Sonic Mania is actually a good game. It's getting reviewed pretty well. People are actually enjoying it. And as Sonic fans, people are enjoying it. And even non-Sonic fans are saying, yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It's 16 quid, though, which seems like a lot for a Sonic game nowadays.
What's a fair price for a Sonic game?
I don't think it is.
No, what is a fair price for a Sonic game?
Oh, free would have been a good price. And then if you want to buy extra shit, I'd have had a little dabble if it was free to play. But carry on, Chinny.
No, I just wanted to bring up the fact that Sonic's shit. Obviously, everybody knows that. But the thing is, this game is getting rave reviews, so it's like maybe it's not shit. I don't know. I'm curious to play it now because everybody's saying like, yep, it's. It's a good Sonic game, and there has never been a good Sonic game. That doesn't exist. So I'm interested. And it's just, when I think Sonic Mania, I always think of Pilch just skipping the queue. we all came away from it going, I don't know, Sonic.
It looks exactly the same. I suppose that's the idea, but it literally looks like a Genesis game. Identical.
Apparently, look, the first zone, the Green Hill Zone, which is the first one from all the old ones, is pretty similar.
Yeah, it is.
To everything.
It's identical.
But then you get into the game and there's a few more levels that are different, and they start sort of, they blend all the best mechanics from all three, well, four of the main games and all that sort of stuff. But I'd just be interested to see what a good Sonic game looks like, because I've never played one. And I just thought that was interesting. That's the kind of news that I wanted to talk about. There is other news. The Xbox One X will be at EGX this year.
Oh, sweet.
And it will be the only chance that plebs like you and I, Pilch, will be able to try it out before we buy it out. Are you going to try it?
Well, I'll get in the queue.
And then just go, nah, I've already got a fucking Xbox.
I do believe they're available today for pre-order.
Oh, are they?
Mm.
How much?
Well, normal price as well. They're $4.99, aren't they, in UK?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I did see something on Twitter a little while ago that everybody was, Bongo certainly, had pre-ordered his.
What about you? Are you going to pre-order?
No, I can't see the point. Apparently they still can't run 4K. So what is the point? They're not running 4K 60 frames. They can't even run 1080p 60 still.
No, I don't know.
What's the point? I don't get it.
If the only benefit of an Xbox One X is it looks a bit better, it's pointless.
Yes.
Same as the Pro. If you haven't got one, at least with the Pro, it's not that much more expensive than a normal one.
I've got the debate with the Pro because I want a PS4. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'm going to get a PS4. I'm going to get a Switch. It just depends on what day and how I feel. But, like, you know, I buy with my emotions. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just go, fuck this. I'm getting one. Fuck it. I bought a guitar. I'm going to buy a guitar. But I decided that I was going to buy the guitar on Friday. And I saw it, and it was a little Martin guitar, and I was like, fuck this, I'm buying it. And I bought it with, you know, buying it with your emotions. So I've decided now, dead set, I'm going to do it. And I'm not quite there with a PS4. But I have this debate, Pilch, about should I get a Pro? Should I just get a Slim? Like, who gives a fuck?
I bought mine, I bought it in May, and it was the right price. It was $199.99, and I got Horizon Zero Dawn with it. So I thought that was a good price. But I wouldn't have paid... The Pro was £350 then without a game. So that's £150 more, and you didn't get a game. So even then it was...
Yeah, but the graphics look slightly better, man.
Slightly better.
Do they? Rob's got 4K TV, and he says he turns it off half the time because it don't look right. He turns the HDR off and all the other trick shit. He says it don't look right.
Well, that's my whole feeling about all the 4K phenomenon.
No one gives a shit.
No.
It's another way for us to buy all our shit all over again. I hate it.
This sort of mid-step thing, I think it's a misstep for me.
Ah,
I don't think either
nice.
Do it. I don't know. They're never going to keep up with PCs because they change every 6 months.
Yep.
The new graphics cards come out. The previous ones are then half the price, and everyone who doesn't want to pay mental like £800 for a graphics card will probably pay £300 for one.
Yeah, we live leap backwards in time.
Yeah. So to bring out a machine that's £500, it ain't no better than the ones you can get for £250. I just don't see the point.
See, and that's the interesting thing is that PC gaming, in a way, can become cheaper than console gaming if you're going to be following these midway updates.
I feel like that they knew that the market wasn't ready for a new console launch,
yeah.
So they couldn't name it a console launch, right? So, I mean, they sort of say it's a console launch, but they don't say it's, you know, the PlayStation 5 or anything. They just go, oh, it's like the halfway house. And
4.5.
They knew that if they were announcing a new console, like, hang on, like, the last console generation lasted, like, 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Why are you selling me this after, like, 3 years? What the fuck? So
that
they
was
just...
rare, though. Previously, it had never gone that far.
No, that's true. It wasn't. It wasn't.
Because
it was
so bloody good.
No, it was Sony, not rare.
Them.
No,
I 360 and PlayStation were so good that they didn't need to change them, so they lasted all them years.
They lasted a long time, and I think it also came at a wave of like just really creative games and, you know, great storytelling sort of just like peaked. Well, not peaked, but like it sort of jumped up. You know, all of a sudden a lot more developers were doing it in the 360 PS3 era. But I don't know. I feel like that maybe the last generation went on a little bit too long because they sort of missed the technology sort of missed a leap. Because as soon as the Xbox and the PS4 came out, for me, I feel like they were already dated in terms of like what they could do, and the PC had already like sort of smashed them. It's strange, and I don't know. I just they knew that the people wouldn't want to buy a PS5 or an Xbox, whatever the 1006. I don't know what it is. So they just sort of disguised and said, "Oh yeah, we need a more powerful console, but we can't call it the next Xbox. We just have to say it's a jump up," and they have to. And there's just it's just a weird thing because they say, "Yep, if you're one of these guys that still owns an Xbox One from launch, you'll be fine. You won't be left out." So like, really, the games won't be able to use the power of all rendering lots of hundreds of different AI in the background or different systems like the Nemesis system and things like that. It's just the same thing, but it looks a little bit better. Like the shadows are not as jagged or whatever. And it's just that's just not worth the fucking money for me. Like, no. it's dumb.
I think it's going to bomb. Actually, hard. Some of us that are more into this is good. Like Bongo and Carl Adams or whatever, people in the podcast and are mad, they buy everything anyway, they're going to get it. But little Johnny ain't going to get a bloody Xbox One X for Christmas, is he, for 500 quid?
He might. No. I mean, if his parents are rich, he might.
I counter that with the people like the sort of, because it's not all kids now, it's like people that are, say, like our age, but they don't really pay attention to the gaming industry. But they like games and they play games and they play FIFA and nothing else. FIFA. But they see this. I've heard people go, "Yeah, that the new Xbox should be fucking sick, though. It should the graphics on it." Oh, and they buy into it, And they just go, "Yeah, it's totally different. It's a change."
Everybody's
life
talking about it. What all the ads are for, and they're just like, "Yeah."
Don't believe the hype.
People need a reminder.
I don't know. Fuck it. I ain't gonna get one of these stupid things.
Nor am I.
I'll get a PS4 and I'll get a Switch because they offer different types of experiences. You know what I mean? Like I've got an Xbox One. It's my Sunset Overdrive, big fat white Xbox thing that's sitting right next to me now. It's fine. It does the things that I need to do. It's like I don't need anything else. Dumb. Anyway, we got other news now. Fucking hell, Ian scrabbing the barrel here, but I don't know. BioShock confirms there's no DLC for Mass Effect Andromeda, but no one cares because it's terrible. Sea of Thieves will feature crossplay between Xbox One and PC.
I mean,
players.
Have we had a game that? I mean, okay, I guess you can do it on Rocket League, but you can't talk to each other really. So I think
Gears of War does it.
Okay.
Microsoft are trying to big up this thing because they're scared of the PC market.
Yeah,
the Xbox sort of are scared of PCs. Right. I think so. They're trying to marry them all together.
Interesting.
And stuff.
All right.
If you use the Xbox app on Windows 10, it's just like being
on the Xbox.
On your Xbox. Yeah, you can do party chat, everything, messaging is exactly the same as if you was on an Xbox. So it basically is an Xbox on your computer.
Yeah.
Fair there you enough. Go.
I thought you might like the one about Jurassic Park with the theme park manager.
Yeah, I'm just clicking on that now. So the PC, PS4, Xbox One's Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Evolution, lets you manage your own dinosaur theme park.
You can spare expense.
They announced that Jurassic World Evolution. And they run their own park. Evolution is being developed by Frontier Developments, which are known for Elite Dangerous, but also Planet Coaster, which I have yet to try. And
it's on my wish list.
Planet Coaster looks good. I really do really want to try that one. But they also previously worked on the classics, Rollercoaster Tycoon, mm-hmm. 3 and the expansions for 2. So yeah. they've got some experience in this field, and it's a bit different. I'm down for that. I don't know about you too, but I'm down for a bit of a park manager.
Yeah, I always feel like I come to these much, much later.
You can't have sex with the dinosaur.
Oh, forget it. I always come to these much later. Like, you know, Banished came out many years ago, or a few years ago at least. You know, I tend to be... I'm not going to race to get this. Like, I didn't get City Skylines right away. I have since purchased it, but I haven't played it. It's one of those games, you know, it's one of these game types that I feel like even the older ones are fine, because I don't really care much about graphics in these types of games. So I'll play it eventually. I'm just not going to race out and get it day one.
I'll end up putting a Velociraptor in a chicken's pen or something. And I'm not very good at these sort of things.
They should all be destroyed.
We've got other news now. Uncharted. There's an Uncharted movie happening. And the director of... Night at the Museum, but he also directed some of the episodes from Stranger Things. Sean Levy is attached to the film, so that's Stranger Things was good, I guess. That was a fun thing. And Nathan Drake might be played by Tom Holland, which is isn't that the Spider-Man, the dude?
Spider-Man.
It says here Spider-Man actor. Tom Holland, is he in Spider-Man? Is he Spider-Man?
I'm afraid I'm not up on my Hollywood's
latest. He just walks around pretending to be Spider-Man, I think.
Yes, I've just Googled it. Mad research. It's the current Spider-Man. It's the Spider-Man Homecoming dude.
Okay, and Civil War. Captain America Civil War.
Yeah. I don't watch the Marvel films because, you know, it's all about just nothing. But he's going to be playing, apparently, a young... Nathan Drake in the upcoming Uncharted movie. Yeah. Procrastinator Fabulous in the chat said, yes, Tom Holland is Spooderman. So that's good. Thank you for confirming that. And Sean Levy, the chat who's directing, says this. For me, it was the fact that the game is awesome. The spirit of the game with its action set pieces, its imaginative settings, and all kinds of rogue swagger of Nathan. Those things that I think makes it for a great movie. So how do we feel about an Uncharted movie?
I think it could be
good. Don't all speak at once.
It depends on who's writing it, because I think the problem with video games is they so often go for the surface, but then they don't tell a worthwhile story. So it's like, who cares? But that's me. I'm a weirdo. I care a lot about story. So...
Yeah, apparently the last Uncharted 4 did a great service to the story of Uncharted, and video game stories are not great. So maybe, I don't know, it's not a trend that does well, is it?
Yeah.
Like, when you look at the past, and there's you know, everybody knows that Mortal Kombat is the greatest video game movie ever made. It's a beautiful piece of art
with
the killer fucking song, so it's got everything you need.
Yeah.
Even a four-armed dude, you know, with claymation and shit. It's just a fucking beautiful piece of work. So I don't think we're going to top Mortal Kombat. Don't worry about it. Just stop.
But I don't, like, again, like, you know, okay, what's Uncharted if not a decent story? Well, people shooting each other and stuff blowing up. Man, you can't find that in any other movies. Thank God they're, you know. So you're going to have to stand out in some other way.
It's weird because Uncharted is basically like, hey, what if we just copied Tomb Raider and made it Indiana Jones?
Right. And he fell down and hurt himself a lot.
So it's, you know, I feel like an Uncharted movie, is that just a poor man's Indiana Jones? Is that going to be what it is? I don't know. I never get excited when I hear about a video game.
I mean, you know, people are skeptical about Christopher Nolan's Batman, but he did great things with it. And so the question is, can they do that with this? I'm not holding my breath, but it's always possible.
Yakuza 6 is a game that Stu is very excited about. He likes those Yakuza games.
And Rob, one of his favourites.
And Rob, So the Yakuza games keep getting weirder. No surprise there. Sega has announced that it will bring Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, to the PlayStation 4 consoles outside of Japan on March the 20th, 2018. I almost just cut my headphones with scissors. I'm going to put these scissors down. And Sega also unveiled a new trailer for the game, which shows series protagonist, I can't say his name, bare knuckle brawling with the street gangs, taking selfies with an orange mascot, fishing with a spear gun underwater, and holding a giggling baby. So those are some of the activities that you're going to be doing in the latest Yakuza game. Are you excited? Pilch.
Hang on, I've just got unmute. So no. Not excited.
Have you played any Yakuza games?
Says volumes.
No, not excited at all.
Pilch, have you played any Yakuza?
Are you excited about cradling babies and taking selfies and shooting babies spear guns?
Yeah, going fishing for babies.
Oh, that sounds better. Now you put it like that. Yeah.
There we go.
Pilch, have you played any Yakuza games?
No.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I just listened to Rob talking about them. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, pretty much.
There we go. Yeah. So I'm sure Stu thinks that's the best thing ever.
Boring.
Amazing how he justifies it, but there you go.
Yeah, really.
I don't think there's anything else. Was that the case again? Duke, you talk about this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought I was furiously trying to find stuff on various websites. And I don't know, they had some interesting... There's a video from a channel called Turbo Button, and I just thought it was interesting to consider the question of cover-based systems, because I think, for instance, in The Division, it works very well to stick to cover and move between cover. It's not as real as, for instance, in Wildlands, you can duck down behind cover, but you're not sticking to it. And so I guess the question I would put out there is, yeah, like, what are the benefits? Where did it come from? Why do we need it, or why do we not need it?
We need it. It's awesome. It came from Killswitch.
Yeah.
There's cover systems came about. Gears of War made cover systems massive.
Yeah, they did it right.
It did it right. It locked you in. There's a sort of new trend with cover systems where it sort of soft does it. You know what I mean? Like, you approach a wall and it sort of automatically ducks behind it. Yeah. Lara Croft does it. The Division does it. Mass Effect Andromeda does it. I'm not a big fan of that. And I don't really...
Wildlands has some of that. I mean, it's kind of in between, I think.
Yes, Wildlands. Yeah, Wildlands does have a bit of that stuff. I'm not a massive fan of that. I've never liked that scenario. But like Cliffy B... said that there was another game as well, but Killswitch is a game that famously sort of like he stole it from, like Out and Edge just stole that mechanic from them and admits it. He's always admitted it. I don't know. And there was a period between 2007 and 2010 where cover shooters were everywhere. First person shooters and cover shooters was just, that's it. That's all games were.
Yeah.
And it got ridiculous. But the trend died down, and third-person cover-based shooters fell apart. You know, the greatest third-person cover shooter of all time is obviously 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
just a beautiful... Special Ops The Line have?
Spec Ops The Line did have... Yeah, it was a cover-based shooter. But Spec Ops The Line had this like really stupid story about, oh, no, war is bad, when everybody knows war is great and nothing ever bad happens and America always wins. So 50 Cent had a clear story. It was about he did a gig, right, and the guy was going to pay him with a crystal skull and he didn't pay him. So now he's got to fuck shit up, right, with his G-Unit buddies. I mean, it's like the Citizen Kane of video games. It's beautiful.
Army of Two had a cover system, right?
Army of Two was big on the cover, but that was also big on the sort of old, you know, using your dude as a cover system or going back to back.
Yeah,
it's very homoerotic. Army of Two was. It was a little bit.
I assume that's why everybody played it.
That's why I played it. And to this day, I play it once a week just to rewatch. I don't know, and I remember games like Dark Sector were very good. They were third person covers. Dark Sector was this B movie game that I thought was very good. I played it three times. I don't know why. It wasn't great, but I just liked it. Wanted. That was a good game where you could curve the bullets. That was a good third person game.
Yeah. That was a much better game than it was a movie, let me tell you what.
Wanted Weapons of Fate, wasn't weapons it? I think fate, that was the yeah. The tagline.
Classic.
Yeah. There's. I don't know. I just. I think they should come back a little bit more than they do.
Good. I like it, but it has to be third person. First person, I don't think it would work.
No, there has been some examples of first person ducking and hiding behind stuff. I can't.
Yeah, well, you'd just be looking at a rock, thousands and thousands of rocks.
There is an example of doing it though. I'm sure it's.
Well, there are rocks. Thousands and thousands of rocks.
I think the best example of it is Rainbow Six Vegas and Vegas 2, where you would go from first to third when you go into cover.
It still puts you in third person, but then puts you back in.
It's the gold standard, I think.
There's a game called, it starts with Bullet something, but they made Bullet Storm black.
Bullet Storm?
No. It's,
Bullet
God.
Black? Black Bullet?
Bullet
Black
Proof?
Beard, the Bullet?
Bullet.
Just
keep naming things after Bullet. You know.
Bullet.
Maybe I've got
Schlong.
Bullet. Oh, I'm going to type in Black video game. I'm going to type in Black Willys, because I think there's a Willy in the game. No, that's a different search. No, I'm going to go off that.
Battlefield Hardline?
Black. No.
Okay, well, Black was made by Criterion.
Okay, Black.
And I don't see anything in their list with Bullet in it.
No, it's
we're getting somewhere here, aren't we? We're progressing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Star Wars Battlefront 2? That's coming out soon. What's the release date for that?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Release date for Battlefront 2 is November 17th.
I forgot the name of it, but it adds first-person cover stuff.
I'll take your word for it. Trick style?
What's it called?
I don't think it's the same people who made Black.
Bullet Force? That's not it. No. Is it?
Bullet Force.
Anyway, any other news?
I refuse to move on.
I'm sorry. We have to move on.
So, Duke, are you back at school yet?
No, I got another 2 weeks. Let it not happen. Right. I mean, I got to go back not this coming week, but the week after for, like, pre-stuff, you know, meetings and getting my room set up. But that's not really back to school because I don't have any papers to grade. So, yeah. Okay. Well, it's time for some emails.
Whoa, that ruled.
I refuse to not know the Oh my god, it's pissing me right off.
I'm sorry.
Emails. I forwarded you do the speak pipes first. I'm trying to find out what this fucking
sorry,
thing
people.
Is.
We used the wrong sound clip. We need to start with this instead.
Speak pipe!
It's the way to leave a message.
No, it's crap.
Okay, this one is from Will I Am's number 55 fan. So let's see what we got here. It's only 23 seconds, so I don't think it's a new song, but that's okay, because we had an awesome song last week about Skyrim.
Hello there, I'm Will.i.am's number one fan. I just really wanted to say that I love him. He's great, with all the zippity boo bars and zippity bee bays and zippity zippity bop and all of that. He's amazing. I want to hear more Will.i.am, please, on the Veteran Gamers. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
All right. That was awesome. So, thank you, Will.i.am, number one or number 55 fan, whichever.
That accent is basically my accent. That's like the accent that I have.
It's a beautiful accent. It sounds like
it is.
Angels singing.
It does. It does.
I thought it was a Brummy. But I'm from South, so what do I know?
I get bundled in the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I get bundled in people think I'm a Brummie if I go outside of the West Midlands. They go, you're Brummie. But it's that thing of, like, I'm not a Brummie. I'm from a different place, but it's near there. And the accent's slightly different, but, you know, I couldn't see why you said that. That was funny shit, though. That was funny shit.
Good stuff,
and we still have no idea who the fuck sends those, but we love him. We do.
He's great.
We do.
good stuff.
We have some emails. Right, you got to forgive me now because I might fucking miss one. But
oh boy,
what are you gonna do? Derek Sines has emailed in. And sorry, I'm still trying to find the name of this fucking game. Anyway, Derek Sines has emailed in.
You want to forward it to me and I'll deal with it while you go look for that dumb game?
No, I'm not going to find
it. Okay, good. Let it go.
Hello again, veteran gamers. Firstly, do you want any emails or speak pipes for show 400?
We always want speak pipes. I don't know if we'll play it, but yeah, we'll play it eventually.
Yeah, or is it going to be a long string of extra special guest appearances of the podcasting world? Or to put it another way,
yes and no.
Whoever you can get on the Skypey phone, that's pretty much the one. Secondly, so to answer that question, yes, we always do want emails because some people won't be able to make it because it's a Sunday night. You know, some people
send us your favorite moment from the Veteran Gamers show.
Yeah, do that. And but we are grateful if people could come. It's the 3rd of September on Sunday night. It would be about 9 p.m. And we'll have to sort of queue up the guests. So just do let us know if you want to be on and be around on Skype. But if you can't make it, just email the show with your favorite moment.
Yeah.
And you can't say when it fucking ends. Yeah, secondly, he says wearable tech, two words like virtual reality that have some people salivating at the possibilities, but the reality is somewhat underwhelming.
Yep.
So what are you saying, dude?
Yes, I would say yes. I agree with that. I see people
wearable
fiddling
tech
with their Apple Watches and their Fitbits, and I'm just like, why? What's the point?
I would argue that like wearable tech has done better than VR.
That may be, but I find it ridiculous either way. I mean, I guess wearable tech is less ridiculous to me because I can
everybody
see it maybe serving a little purpose, but go ahead.
But there's three people at my work that have Fitbits, and Tara has a Fitbit as well. And they have, like, competitions on, like, who takes the most steps and all this shit. And Matt from Matt's Reviews is really sneaky because he syncs it up on a Friday night at the last minute. You know, and he, like, you know, like, he does. He looks like he's not won.
Yeah.
And then he wins last minute because he's a sneaky bastard. So I see a lot of people with Apple Watches and Fitbits and all that sort of shit. And you ring their phone's ringing and they look at their watch and they think they're fucking badass.
Dick Tracy, man.
Yeah. I don't have any. I still have my Casio.
Someone made a GoldenEye watch face. Apparently there's some GoldenEye watch from the game.
Yeah, I would have that.
My childhood dream come true.
Yeah, I saw that on Reddit as well. Yeah, I would have that. Pilch, do you have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or anything?
I've got an Apple Watch. Yeah, actually, the best thing is that I don't have to take my wallet anywhere with me because I've got my credit cards on my watch.
Yeah.
And I just ping it.
It works on your watch as well.
Yeah, especially if you want to just go and get a Costa coffee or something. Yeah. You haven't got to put a hand in your pocket to get anything out of it.
It was such an arduous process to get
ping your watch at it.
Yeah,
they are good. I mean, they're not worth what they are, but they're Apple stuff, aren't they? They're going to charge you twice.
I mean, I've got like AirPods, right?
Well, there you go. You can't say anything then, can you?
No,
got them bloody things.
AirPods are overpriced for what they are. They're just fucking Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah,
but they're still brilliant.
But they're fucking great, and I use them every day.
That's cool.
And you charge the case, which charges the headphones. Brilliant. And I always open and shut them like this. This is it. It came into use that I pay stuff on my phone, Pilch, you know, with the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that was useful today because I went to Tesco and I forgot my card. I left it at
home.
There
you go.
And I went, fuck it. I'm just going to do it on the... I always feel like a bit of a dick, though, when it doesn't work first time and everybody's watching me going, look, whack.
Yeah, well, that's normally Tesco's fault, not yours.
Yeah, true. But no, I've sort of...
But once you've stored that shit in your watch, you don't need your phone with you either.
Well, yeah, but when do you never have your phone on you?
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, well, if I get out of my car and I've just filled up petrol or something, I just walk in and blip that, leave my wallet in the car,
Mr. I'm asking to be robbed over here.
No, it's in the glove box, in the centre console thing. I ain't having stuff in my pocket, so when I'm sitting in the car, I don't have my phone and my wallet in my pocket.
Are you naked as well? Is this also like you're naked except for your Apple Watch?
If I want to nip into a shop, I want a fancier, nice Reese's piece, bag of Reese's Pieces, I just run straight in, 80p, bip, done, back in. Loaf of bread, pint of milk.
Fair enough. I mean, the sense I get is that it's like nifty, and a lot of people like the nifty factor.
Oh, yeah, you don't need it. No one needs it.
Right.
No one needs the shit.
No one needs £800 Apple phones, but
well, that's true as well.
If you can have one, you can have one.
Yeah, like these AirPods are like 160. All it really does is take away the wire, which is stupid.
Beats Wireless Solo headphones.
Yeah.
They ain't worth £250.
No.
But they're still better than any headphones I've used before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my little AirPods because, like, I pop them on. I double tap the right one and then fucking
you only slightly look like a cock.
Oh yeah, I look like a massive bell end when someone like tries to talk to me and I have to tap my fucking headphone like a maniac and they look at me going right. Anyway, you know what I mean? There's like this moment of like you realize you're a twat.
This episode of the Veteran Gamers is brought to you by Apple, creating magnificent computer programs since 1984.
And also making people look like pricks.
I know they've been making computers since before 1984. Do not write in and tell us that.
So anyway, I don't know how we got onto that subject. Oh yeah, wearable tech. Derek signs. We're reading emails. Sorry about that, Derek. But yeah, I think I would argue that they've done well, and I don't think they're going away. No. Whereas I think VR, the VR that we know today, will go away, and then it'll come back at some point in like 10 years or 20 years. And, well, this time you can put your
when everyone's forgot how bad it was.
Yeah, like another generation and go, oh yeah, my dad had one of these, and he'd like, oh, you couldn't do anything with it. And then they'll bring out a new one. It's like you put your dick in it and you put your feet in it and all this sort of stuff and all this. It'll come back.
I think you could, if you really wanted to, you could put your dick in a VR headset now, but it just wouldn't
work. The trouble with me is that it wouldn't fit in there. It'd be like spilling out and shit.
Hello! Do we have another email?
Anyway. Derek Sines, we're still on his email.
Oh, God.
I've been reading up on wearable tech recently, and other than the possibilities of military implications, it seems the smart glass, internet-connected, augmented reality, body monitoring, disease-detecting, armor-plated future is still some way off for the Joe and Josephine public. I suppose the smart glass sort of fell on its arse, didn't it?
Was the big thing. People didn't want to get filmed without realizing they're being filmed. I think that was
true. Yeah, yeah.
Took it down. Yeah. But, they're going to presumably bring it back. Because, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. The AR thing, not needing a screen, I think could be a real remarkable advance.
Yeah, really good. But then, I don't know. It's a bizarre future we're going to have. But anyway, Derek goes on to say the obvious video game character that springs to mind when we're talking about wearable tech has to be Batman. Batman's always rocking a bit of a
Batman
hologram watch. So my question is this. If you could have one piece of everyday wearable tech that actually worked all the time, what would it be?
I don't think I would want one. I think I'm happy with in a way, the bulkiness of the phone, not that phones are bulky, but the fact that you have to carry it around, I think means that I enjoy the process of putting it down and not having it. Whereas the smaller tech gets, the more wearable it is, the more easy it is to forget it, the more addicted we become to it.
I think I would have like a fucking, like a nanobot in my mouth, right? That just cleans my teeth.
Oh, that would be nice.
Like, I just don't know it's there, and it just sort of slowly cleans my teeth, like, 3 times a day.
Like a Roomba like for your teeth.
He's just there, just cleaning the teeth. He's a nanobot, you can't see it. It's just a little robot, and he's, like, cleaning the teeth. You know, kind of like what whales have, those little fish that clean them all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
You just got one. You just pop it in your mouth. You know, it costs, like, £500. Can't even see the fucker. And you just
accidentally swallow it up, £500 down the drain, literally.
And it powers itself from the bacteria that it finds, and it's just like, boom. Done. That's what I would do.
Does a blow-up doll with Wi-Fi count as a wearable tech?
Well, if you wear it all the time when you're going out, What would you
Why does the blow doll need Wi-Fi?
I don't know. If it was just a normal blow-up doll, it wouldn't be tech then, would it?
Yes.
Well, it's a form of technology, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a hotspot, so no matter where you take it, so you've got internet.
Can I connect to your blow-up doll?
Yes. Right. No, get your own.
Just insert here.
Can I tap her hotspot, please? I think we've reached a new low. Anyway, Derek says I'll be doing my first speak by pipe quiz next week. So keep Pilch's jingle on standby. Derek signs, everyone. So there you go. Thank you, Derek.
Yay, Derek.
It's time for the speak pipe. Oh.
I think you, the standby that we have is perfect. Like, it's... You didn't give that much of a fuck when you did it that it made it better. And if if you do it again, you'll try.
Now you're making him cry because he actually spent 2 weeks on it. And he's like, oh, you think I did it very
quickly?
It took
you 2 hours to make that bollocks. Anyway, we've got a quiz this week from Procrastinator Fabulous, who sends one almost every week. He didn't send one last week. The bastard.
Oh,
my
snap.
God. Baron Van Glower said body count. It's fucking body count. That's
body
the game
count. Yay! Thank you for
me. I thought it was bullet, but it's body. Yeah, it's sorry. There you go. Body count. And that had a
it's
first.
It's time for the quiz.
Back.
It's time for the quiz.
Shit.
We play the shitty sound clip when it's time for the quiz.
Time for the quiz.
Yeah, shit. Anyway, Procrastinator Fabulous says, "Hey, motherfuckers."
Yo.
Yes, I'm going on my, what's that, D of E practice expedition?
Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes sense.
Wait, what?
Next week, so Duke of Edinburgh. It's like you do like auctioneering and sort of, what do you do? I've never did it.
Oh, it's just...
You go up a mountain
or some
shit.
Upper class twats go around doing orienteering and...
You go to a place and you read a map and you go, this is a compass. Like, find your way out, you bastard. And you're like, oh, shit. And then, like Pilch said, I mean, I wouldn't put it the way Pilch said it, but people that have, like, a bit more money. I didn't do it. So I had
like geocaching for rich people.
Life was my Duke of Edinburgh. You know what I mean? Like, living on the streets, motherfucker.
I don't believe you ever lived on the streets.
No, I didn't live on the streets, but I hung out on the streets.
Oh,
there was
okay.
a vibe. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It was all about the vibe. No, my childhood wasn't that much of a struggle at all. I'm blessed. Anyway, Procrastinator Fabulous, or Finley. Finley said,
Finley.
Yeah, he's on his Duke of Edinburgh, so he thought he'd give a short quiz on survival, because he's going on his thing. I also want to apologize for not sending an email last week. Insert
Ooh.
Roast by Chinny. You fucking big chicken fucker. Anyway, he says, time for the quiz. In Just Cause 1, Rico Rodriguez, the main protagonist, has become an orphan due to a massacre in his village ordered by a dictator. He then becomes a freedom fighter in order to get revenge. But what was his job before?
Like anybody fucking gives a shit.
Sorry. He was a painter and decorator.
He was not a painter and decorator. Duke.
He was a proctologist.
He was not a proctologist.
Says
Pilch,
you.
It's back to you. This is how I'm doing the quiz for some reason.
We're going to be here all night.
I think he was leader of the Raving Loony Party.
He was not leader of the Raving Loony Party at the back of the room. Duke, it's back to you.
He was a spot welder.
No, Pilch, it's back to you.
Was he a fluffer?
He was not a fluffer. Duke, it's back to you.
Was he pediatric neurosurgeon?
This is the funniest part of this show, by the way. I'm having more fun doing this than anything else. Well, go, Duke.
Pediatric neurosurgeon.
Nope, he's not one of those. Pilch, back to you. One more guess each.
Did he put the Rice Krispies in the little crispy cakes?
He did not do that. Duke, one more go.
He put the cornflakes in a little package.
You were so close.
Oh, man.
He was a race car driver, unfortunately.
Geez.
You were getting there, though. I feel like one more guess, you probably would have got it. You probably would have got it. Procrastinator Fabulous in the chat says the Duke of Edinburgh Award isn't that expensive. It's only £5.50. Well, I don't know about you, but back in the day, £5.50, you could buy a fuck your week shopping, you know, your clothes, your gear. An Amstrad C464, you know, 50 games. Like, this, that was a lot of money. And still have change. Yeah.
Come home with your fingers smelling of fish.
Anyway. Good old Wolverhampton. Anyway, second question is, in Don't Starve, which is a game I haven't played, what is your penultimate objective?
Oh, I actually looked this up recently because I said, oh, like,
not to starve.
If Don't Starve had some sort of end game, and someone was like, it does have an end game. There's a goal you can reach for. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you by wanting this thing.
Pilch, I know it was a joke, but the answer is to not starve.
Oh, oh snap, I'll get a point. Look at Pilch.
Well done. Well done. The next video game is a game that I loved when it came out. And there's even on our YouTube channel, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, three videos of me playing it and finishing it. In Papers, Please, you work on the border, allowing or denying access to people in a state of Soviet Russia. But what is the name of the state? Bonus points if you can guess the motto of the state.
Isn't it like Svetlana or something?
No, it's pretty. Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. So if you get close, I'll give you the point.
What about Aztokla? Isn't it something like Aztokla?
That's pretty close.
I reckon it is Aristokzka.
Yeah, you look that up. Anyway, well, the motto is glory to Aztokla.
Yeah.
We don't even play for points, so you both get 500 points. Congratulations.
Yeah, 500 points.
But yeah,
I've got
anyway.
501 now, so I'm still in the lead.
Oh man, he won. Dang it, I wanted to win.
That's true. The next game is the greatest game ever made in PUBG. PUBG for life! what is the name of the aircraft that you jump out of?
DC-10.
Sam.
No.
Of Jemima.
No.
Beethoven.
No. Ermintrude.
Rumpelstiltskin.
No. No.
Fred.
No.
Michael?
No.
Stuart? Eric?
No.
I've run out of ideas now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any more joke answers. What is it?
It's a C-130 is the name.
I didn't know he was going for the actual type of plane.
When
I
said, what is the name of the aircraft that you jump out of? What
I thought
you think
it had
Derek?
A name. Yes.
But it does have a name. The name is C-130.
You should have made it clear before we started.
I don't know how clear do you want me to be. What's the name of a fucking aircraft? What the fuck?
What sort of quiz is this?
It's a bullshit quiz. What did you
it's
think
a bullshit.
You were going
to
get?
Well, I have to give serious edge. What the fuck, man? Anyway, you both got it wrong, which means you get minus 500
you
points.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
And Pilch, for your attitude, I'm going to minus that extra point that you had. So you both finished the quiz with 0 points. Congratulations.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm happy
that's
with
my
that.
Highest score ever.
Procrastinate, fabulous. Anyway, he goes on to say at the end of the email, that's all I can really think of. I know some of them are a stretch, but it's summer. Also, I'd like to recommend a book. That I just want to interrupt this email. No one reads
what?
Books, Finley.
Hey, like this book, book.
They're fucking nerds. Anyway, he recently finished a set in his hometown, and it's about science, kidnapping, poisoning humanity, and mysteries. It's called The Einstein Code. I really liked it. You might. I'm now reading American Sniper. But anyway, I bid thee farewell. Yeah, so he's reading a book. No one reads books. They burnt them all, I think, in 2006. So, I don't know. You must be breaking the law if you're reading a book.
Yeah. Ooh, he's breaking the law.
Am I right, Duke? Books
breaking
are for nerds.
Law.
Am I right?
Of course books are for nerds. What kind of nerd reads books?
Nerd!
Get out of my face with that.
Yeah. Was it good?
It was alright.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
So that's the emails. I'm sorry if I've missed one, but I hashtag sorry, not sorry. I don't know. Like,
can I just stop you there, Chinny? Did you not get another speak pipe?
Nope.
From Mr. Tacos.
I had just the one forwarded to me.
Hold on. Wait. Let's have a look. Talk amongst a chickpea is neither a chick nor a pea. Discuss. Right.
Body count? Yes, I'm joking, Procrastinator Fabulous. I read books all the time. I'm reading the Handmaid's Tale right now and Arundhati Roy's Capitalism, A Ghost Story, as well as Islamic Exceptionalism from Shadi Hamid. And I'm got like 3/4 of the way through Bull by the Horns by Sheila Bair, and I kind of gave up on that because it was kind of boring. But I'm also reading Ha-Joon Chang's book, Economics, and I want to read Ta-Nehisi Coates' new book when it comes out. I have his memoir here on the shelf, but I haven't read it yet. I read a lot.
I was joking as well, because I am currently reading Spot Goes Swimming.
I've read that one. It's a bit where he actually like gets there and he's all nervous. That's fucking sick. No, I can't see another speak pipe.
Okay.
So stop asking questions.
You'll have to play it next week. I'm assuming it's gone to Stu then. Well, not mine.
I usually get them, so I should see it.
Maybe he sent it wrong.
No, I've double checked. And
he is a veteran of the speakpipe sending. I wouldn't have thought he'd send it to the wrong place, Duke.
Oh yeah. Anyway, that's the show. I think yeah. We're about done.
Yeah, do some shout-outs and get the hell out of here.
It's time for a shout-out. Hey.
I'm gonna shout out books because they're dumb as fuck. I've got a book behind me. Hang on, let me get it. Here we go. It's a Stephen King book, and Tara read it. Tara reads lots of books. She's always reading books, and it's 11/22/63, she wants me to read it because she thinks I'll like it because it's about like some mad shit that I kind of am into. And there's also like a TV series, I think, or a film with it as well, with James Franco. So,
yeah.
But I just look at books and I get very intimidated by them. I don't have a lot of time. My spare time is ice skating, video games, editing videos about video games, and playing the guitar. Like outside, I'm watching some movies with Tara and stuff. Outside of that, I don't really have much time to do anything else leisurely. So books just get put to the wayside for me. So I don't know. Shout out to Stephen King. That's me.
He's a good writer. He knows how to tell a story.
I'll say the best to last. Duke, you're next.
Yeah. I will shout out Drin and Von Dutch and Antonio. We were going to play some Rocket League, but then something happened. I don't remember why we didn't. But I will also shout out Pilch for coming on the show. What? And I will shout out Stu for sending beautiful pictures of the crane. And I will shout out the Duchess for dealing with wood chips. And I will shout out everybody listening. And I don't think I have any other shout-outs. Let me check and make sure I didn't put any in the list that I'm forgetting about. Nope, that's it. Oh, and Filthy. He's not doing the virtual pizza anymore.
Mm.
He's officially drawing it to a close. So that's sad to see that go, but whatever. Thanks for the shows, man. Good on you, bud.
Yeah, no, it was good. I always enjoyed virtual pizzas and... You know, it's making a podcast, and I mean, these podcasts that we make are really easy to make. We turn up, and we talk shit, and we do have to organize a bit of stuff. But the show that Phil did, he had to edit it and stuff, and to do that every week or every month is a tough ask. And
he did like interviews with musicians and stuff, and like
he did a great job. You know, like we could all sit here and go, yeah, keep doing it, keep fucking doing it. But we don't have to. And he does. So it's totally his choice. It's up to him. And I can see.
And he also gave me a heads up for a Fallout board game, which is very interesting. So I don't know that I'll get it, but it's interesting to know about. So thank you.
Pilch, Squanin, Chad.
Well, obviously, you guys for finally asking me on. I haven't lost you too many listeners, but I've had fun, so who gives a shit?
No, don't be silly.
I know what it's like to not get invited onto a podcast. That must be frustrating.
Yeah, Yeah, sorry about that, Jim.
I don't give a shit.
Obviously, the Boss Five boys.
Yeah.
Gotta give them a little shout out. You mentioned ice skating. I'll give my daughter, Daisy Dumpling, a shout out. Oh. After 4 years of ice skating. Now, what level are you on, Shinny?
I passed level 8. I'm not going to do any bronze, silver, or gold.
What about 9, 10, 11, and 12?
They don't do 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, that's bronze, silver, and gold, I think.
No.
Well, they don't do 9, 11. They sort of pack it into 8. So they don't stretch
that's
it out.
It's all official
and stuff. But like,
She goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then yeah. she done her bronze, her silver, and she's just passed her gold.
Wow.
She's now doing, or was doing, routines, mm-hmm. but she's decided she's had enough. So
yeah, no, that's fair enough.
She's hung up her skates. So did
she do figure, or did she do dance, or what did she do?
She did figure skating, yeah.
Figure skating, yeah. Yes. Yeah, like the reason why I didn't progress is because I have hockey skates.
It's almost impossible.
After that, you have to do jumps and stuff. And like,
yeah.
if I do a jump, like some guys, like the really, really talented skaters can do jumps in hockey skates. Mm-hmm. If I do it, I'll kill myself. Like, I mean, I've fallen over plenty of times skating and stuff, but
yeah.
it's really dangerous to do it in hockey. So I just.
Yeah, you need the teeth on the front.
Yeah, you need the teeth to sort of like when you land so you peek into the ice. And to be honest. Yeah. For what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I do still have private lessons here and there. But for what I want to do, I'm kind of happy just to improve on what I'm doing now, you know, just to get better and a bit more confident and stuff. So, So there you go. It's good that she's obviously very good if she's got that far.
Yeah, but she's had enough now. She's stuck with it. That's the longest.
How old is she?
She's 12. Should be 13. Yeah.
Funny enough, I've got a she's sort of like a niece. She's kind of like a Tara's sort of like cousins, yeah. whatever. She's like a family. She's in the family. I don't know, but she's an ice skater, and she sort of stopped recently, and now she does gymnastics. So right. maybe she could transition to something like that.
She just wants to do YouTube and Xbox stuff.
Right. There you go. She doesn't. I showed her my like Xbox and stuff, and she only lives with her mom, so she doesn't really play games that much.
Daisy's just done her nut because she's just found out that Sims 4 is coming to Xbox. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I'm interested in that actually. I do love when The Sims came out in 2000. I was all about The Sims. You know, I loved it. I don't know. I'd be interested in what Sims 4 looks like on the Xbox One.
Yes, what? That's me done.
Good. Just to let everybody know, there's some YouTube videos going up. I'm currently playing Bioshock, so every time I play Bioshock, it's being streamed. Usually Wednesdays and Thursdays I'm on streaming, but I could stream on different days. But Wednesdays and Thursdays are usually like a definite. Except for this Thursday, though, because I'll be in Wales, unfortunately. I'm playing. There's some videos going up of the best bits of PUBG. So every time I play PUBG, I stream that, and then sometimes like funny shit happens and I cut that up and make that into a video. So best bits 5 and 6 are coming out. I've edited them, they are done. I'm just going to literally upload them after this and schedule them in, so just stay tuned. Just go on the website veterangamers.co.uk and all the shit's there.
Check it out,
all that shit. I don't know. That's it. Is there anybody else with anything to say? Should we get the fuck out of here?
I think that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to visit vghub.net.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called vghub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
Thanks for listening, people.
Seriously talking about video games?
instead in their home on TV. Her and I've spoken to me.
Alash.
There you go, Pilch.
See, this is the bit now where we stop recording and slag people off for an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Starting
what
with
what a wanker.
Oh God, that guy who did that horrible stuff. Ugh, I hate him.
Procrastinated Fabulous. Forgetting to send an email, that's where it really fucking picks me off.
What a cock.
God. What a bastard. Yeah, I don't know. Just stuff and things.
Thanks, Pilch.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is it true about Pilches and Cream? Is it coming back?
No, of course it ain't.
So
what time
you
for
put
that shit?
Survey,
oh, because I just fucking do stupid things just for the hell of it. You should know me by now.
Stupid
what
people.
I'm like.
You wanted the ego boost. Yeah,
I just
want to
check. Procrastinator Fabulous is not really offended, I hope. Please. Jesus Christ. Don't take anything we say seriously.
See, the sort of things I do, I might as well admit it now because I got bored of doing it. I am Stephen Hawking. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But
so when you say you
got
bored,
got bored
of being Stephen Hawking? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No,
The speak pipes.
Not the actual. Not the actual Stephen Hawking.
So you're Stephen Hawking.
Well, all right. How about that?
You're not.
No, I'm not.
Because, like, I don't think I know who that is. I ain't that talented.
Fucking hell. That's almost professional stuff, awesome. That is, isn't it?
The thing is, I want him to be on episode 400, but. Like, that means I'll have to find it, like, add him on Skype, actually find out who he is. But, it's kind of like when...
Set up a separate one, couldn't he? That's the sort of stupid thing I would do, set up an email address and...
See, like, when somebody said, like, because I used to have, like, a Twitter account that wasn't me, it was, like, Chinny the Diva. Like, it's been dead for years now, but people go, is that you, Chinny? Is that you just being, like... I was like, first of all, like, how much of a fucking twat do you think I am to, like, do something about myself? Like, someone else, yeah, like, I could probably see that. But, like, about myself, that's a bit, like, weird. But also, I couldn't be asked, like, to set up another email just to, like, make that joke.
You know, there are websites that'll give you a throwaway email account to set up stuff like that.
Even the fact that you've just told me that, like, I just couldn't be bothered.
Fair enough. Just letting you know.
Yeah, it's just no chance. But yeah, that guy is very funny. We appreciate all the stuff that we get. It's very nice. Right. And Derek, you know, sending in speak points on emails. It's all good. How's life at the Boss Wave?
Yeah, it's going all right, I think. I was only supposed to be temporary, but
Mr. Reliable.
Yeah, I had to record and edit last one. Yeah. I don't think I've done too bad. I'm a bit rusty on the old editing because I ain't done nothing since February, but I've got
it all
there.
Up. Just make random cuts. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Well, obviously, Stu was on, so I had to cut fucking hours and hours off of it.
Yeah, that's a bad luck of the draw, man. The first one you have to edit, and it's Stu.
Is that Mr. Taco's appeared in the chat?
Yeah, Jason's in the chat now. Stu, come back. The show is melting, he says in the chat. So, thank you. But no, we are going now, so we're done.
End of show. Stop listening, jerks.